Shefty laughed softly, and Pharaoh rose as if the sound itself drew her to her feet. "Cease this mockery! What secrets?"
"Aye, what? And when is it to happen? And who will do it?"
"Count your hours, Hatshepsut, for there are few left, and you will not enjoy them."
"Little rubber cats that stick out their tongues when you squeeze them!"
"Cubs," said Mama, "that will be quite enough. I don't want to hear another word."
"Oh, please," they shouted. "May we have them? Please, please, please."
Papa decided it was time to put a stop to all the fussing.
"Stop that fussing."
What if a beautiful city girl caught his fancy while she was just back here moldering? Or worse, what if he got to America and worked his jobs and built his farm and made their bed and sent for her? And when she got there, he would look at her and say, "I'm sending you back."